It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at Knoxville High School varsity competition between varsity girls competition against the Fort Recovery Indians and the Knoxville Rangers. And this will be a huge game for the Indians for sure, coming off a 2-point loss to Walpauk and an early mat game for sure. And this is one of the girls that just had to come out and play and just dominate. And hopefully, I don't think Knoxville is the greatest, but you'll never know with the MAC school for sure. But we'll be back after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last minute Christmas gifts.
And we're back here at the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We will not be having a talk with Coach because Steve Stone decided to ditch me and Chase. He wouldn't go that far, but we just didn't get time to have to talk with Coach. But I bet he would talk a lot about the Walpaw game and how the girls need to come out strong and get a win in the MAC. And this is for sure a huge game if they want to compete with the MAC school, Chase. And I mean, the MAC's pretty good for girls this year and boys especially, but Versailles is bringing everyone back, and I mean it should be interesting how the MAC turns out. But yeah, it's just a huge game, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure how Knoxville or what they have this year, but I mean entering the MAC, every game's tough, so every win's a good win, and we got to come out and ready to play.
Tomorrow, the boys will be at Delphus Jefferson FR JV game, and well, Fort Recovery Radio will do the JV game, and WPGW will simulcast the varsity. And Saturday night, girls at Jay County, JV game at 6. WPGW, Rob Weaver will simulcast for JV and varsity. Reisner Energy Products, heating, cooling, and electricity. Give them a call at 419-678-4858. And for sure, Miracle Lanes, running late, can't decide what to make for supper, just don't feel like making supper, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them know and they'll get your meal ready. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's a time to start reserving a time for Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lane. So whatever it's getting, yeah. So whatever it is, getting supper ready tonight, we're planning ahead for the holidays. Let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. About 4:45 left in warm-ups. And I bet the starters will probably stay the same from Saturday's game. So I'll probably be Kaya, Grace, Carly, Patch, and Val. So we are not sure on the starters for Knoxville, but we'll have them here in a bit. So we're going to go on the break. 4:18 left in the Wayne Street Market pregame show.
If you're you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
And we're back here at New Knoxville High School. And the girls will take on the Lady Rangers. And remember, I want to say thanks to all our sponsors, for sure, for the first quarter, Fort Recovery Industries, and the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Starters for New Knoxville, Chase has them all messed up, so I don't know.
No, I got it now. It's all right. Number two, a 5'7", junior, Tasia Louth. Number four, a 5'6", junior, Taylor Dottie. Number 14, a 5'3", sophomore, Samantha Trago. A number 22, a 5'5", junior, Aaron Scott. And number 30, 5'11", sophomore, Megan Jarosik.
Just looking at the roster real quick, Chase, I realized they have no seniors. Not one.
That's
shocking.
Yeah, that's surprising. I mean,
and at least
we'll see what they got.
Yeah, and for sure, next year they'll probably be a lot better than what they are this year. So just experience and... Got 2 minutes left, and we'll go to the girls or Fort Recovery starting lineup.
Fort Recovery starting lineup. Number three, a 5'5" senior, Kaya Wendell. Number 10, a 5'10" senior, Grace Tin. Number 12, 5'9" senior, Carly Stone. And number 21, a 6'2" sophomore, Olivia Patch. And number 22, a 6' sophomore, Val Mullenkamp.
Head coach, Brent Patch. Varsity assistant, Olivia Grisup. Jeff Vaughn, and volunteer coach, Tori Leonard. So, is the staff for under Brian Patch. And we got about a minute and 15 seconds left on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. And our first quarter sponsor, Fort Recovery Industries. And thanks for all the sponsors we have tonight for this game. And we'll be back with the start of the game here in about 2 minutes. So,
looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Everything is going just great, then... Or...
You're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Can you hear me?
Why are you whispering?
I don't want anyone to know I called.
Oh, why did you call?
To make sure you still have something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Why are you whispering, mister?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here for Fort Recovery JV, or not JV, Varsity Girls Competition.
Come on, Hurry.
I'm struggling tonight, Chase. New Knox, we're here in New Knoxville. And the starters for the Indians, we did not get them right, so had a couple changes there starting lineup. Kyle Wendell,
Grace Tim,
Brooke Collig, Olivia Patch, and Kiera Wendell will start for the Indians.
So no Carly Stone and no Val Mullenkamp. A little young of a lineup, I'd have to say.
Yep.
Two seniors, a freshman, and two sophomores. So, and Reasoner Energy tip-off sponsor. And we're about to get underway. We're going to the last part of the starting lineup. And just got to play well, I have to say. You know, actually, it was probably not the greatest, but you never know. Max school, you can never take any game lightly. So,
yep.
And for first quarter sponsor, Fort Recovery Insurance, thank you for what you do. And we're at the Reasoner tip-off. So, here we go. So, Patch will go for the Indians, gives it over to Brooke Collig. Brooke will bring it up for the Indians. Brooke gives it over to Kiera Wendell. Kiera drives, gives it over to Kyle Wendell in the corner. Kyle looking around, gives it, nope. And tries to cut baseline, not there. Finds Brooke Collig on a cut, and traveling violation on Brooke Collig, so that'll be the first turnover for the Lady Indians. And it looks like Coach Patch will get him in a press. Gives it over to number 30.
22?
No, 30.
Jarosik,
my bad. Knox at the top of the keys, almost stolen by Brooke Collig. And Tasha Lowell will get back and throw it way over the head of number 14, Samantha Trego. And four recovery ball gives in to Grace 10. Grace 10 will bring up for the Lady Indians. Grace at the top of the key gives it over to number 20, Kira Wendell. Kira Wendell gets screened by Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch cutting down, but Kira doesn't find her. Gives it over to Kaya Wendell in the corner. Kaya looking around. Drives baseline. Gives it over to Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch 4-2. No good. Rebounded by number 22. Scott. Scott will give it up to Lauf. Lauf looking in. No, not there. Gets a screen. Lauf then will dish it off. And throw up. No good by number 4. Dottie. Kira Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. Kira is driving. Dishes it to, nope, gives it back out to Kyle Wendell. Kyle looking in. Olivia Patch, good pass. Drives baseline. Patch gives it out to Grace 10, 4-3. And no good. Rebounded by number 30, Jadorsky.
Jadorsky.
I can't say it.
Say it right now, Jadorsky. Come on.
Scott has the ball. Will cut and stolen by Kaya. Retrieved by Grace 10. Gives it back up to Kaya. Kaya travels majorly. Jadorsky.
A little bit of a rough start for both teams. As a couple of turnovers. Traveling with the ball and
just
not looking smooth right now, either team.
0-0, 6:27 left, and they take a timeout. We'll take one with them. We'll be back after this.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we're back here. New Knoxville Rangers and the Fort Recovery Indians girls competition 0-0. And it's just a rough turnover city, I'd have to say, for both teams. Nobody's really getting a great shot.
Not many shot attempts by either team. We just need to calm down and run our offense and get some nice penetration by Kiara and Kaya and our guards, and hopefully find Grace for some open looks or a patch down low for some easy buckets. So Reese wants me to take over Knoxville play-by-play, so it'll be Knoxville ball. We'll get it into number 2, Louth. Over to 22, Scott. Got to learn the names now. Scott dribbles up top. Into Jarosic. She'll get at the high post, kick out to Scott. Over to 14, Trego. She'll drive in, right hand runner, no good.
Rebound by Olivia Patch. Olivia will give it over to Kira Wendell. Kira gets a screen by Grace 10. Cuts back, Grace 10 gives it in to Olivia Patch. Good find, and that should be a foul, but not there. Grace 10 up 4-2. Rebound. Grace 10 gets a rebound and puts it up 4-2.
Good job by Grace. Way to stay with it on that.
First 2 points for the Indians.
Scott will bring it up court for the Rangers, being guarded by Kyle Wendell. She'll set up the offense. Scott dribbles up top. Over to number 4, Dottie. Over to number 14, Trego. She'll throw it in to number 30, Jarosic. She'll look over to Louth. Louth will dribble up top over to 22, Scott. She'll look in. Nothing there. Over to number 4, Dottie. She'll dribble left.
Looks like New Knox was a little patient.
Yep, they look running a flex offense. Over to 30, Jarosic. Back out to 14, Trego. Over to Dottie in the corner. She'll look in to Jarosic. Find her. And kicks out to Trego. And they'll reset. Back to number 4, Dottie. Back over to number 14, Trego. And Scott will set it up for Knoxville again. And there it is again. She'll throw it over to Scott on the right wing. High post to Jarosic. She'll dribble. Nothing there. Number 14, Trego's got it in the corner. Back up top to Scott. She'll dribble middle. Nothing there. Good help by Brooke Colley. Louth will try to force it into number 30, Jarosic. She'll get it. Back out to Louth. Over the top, Scott. Over to 14, Trego for 3 in the left wing, and good. Yeah. Just really slow, methodical offense by New Knoxville, but they get the shot they wanted, and it goes down.
Kier Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. Kier gives over to Olivia Patch, top of the key. Gives it over to Kier off a screen off of Brooke Collard. Kier, not taking a shot, gives it over to Grayson at the top of the key. Gives in to Brooke Collard. Brooke Collard drives baseline, no good. Rebound by Brooke. Throws it up again and fouled, so on number 30.
Brooke Collard made a nice drive there. Wait, what?
30?
Jurosic, Reese, come on.
I don't have the, you have the roster.
You should know by now. All right, Brooke Collard got the line for the Indians.
Shoot two. First one up and good. Makes her score three all. With 3:57 left in the first. Carlos Stone checks in for Kai Wendell. And it looks like Val Mullenkamp will check in for Collard once she makes a shot. Nope, no good. Jinxter.
Rebound number 4, Dottie. Gives it to Scott. She'll dribble it up for the Rangers. She'll set it up again. Over to Louth on the left wing. She looks inside to Jurosic. She gets the ball. Turns to over left shoulder, and she'll get fouled. She'll go to the line, shoot two shots. So Knoxville running good offense. Just slow and methodical, and they're getting the shots they want right now.
Yep. Ball Brothers free throw line.
And Jurosic will shoot the first one, and good. Val Mullenkamp will check in for the Indians, replacing Brooke Collard. 4-3 your score with 3:42 left in the first quarter. Jurosic getting ready to shoot her second. She puts it up, and no good this time. Rebound off of Fort Kevry, so it'll stay with New Knoxville. Just got to check out better down there.
Yep. Nobody really, they just all kind of just stood there and watched it, so, and you know, Knoxville took advantage of it.
You know, Knoxville will take it out underneath. Over to Scott in the corner, she'll drive middle, shoots a pull-up jumper, and good. Good pull-up by number 22.
There's 2 points that, you know, Knoxville shouldn't have got, but Carly Stone bring up for the Indians. Carly gave it to Olivia Patch in the corner. If you're looking around, gives the top key, Kier Wendell. Kier dribbling around, gives it to Grace down the corner. Grace will get a screen by Val. Roll, not there. Grace gives it over to Olivia Patch. Gives it over to Kier Wendell. Kier Wendell gets a screen by Patch. Gives it over to Val Mullenkamp. Val Mullenkamp gives it over to Carly Stone. Carly Stone drives, kicks.
Ooh.
And it was there, but
it was there. She's just got to put a little more touch on it. She threw a line drive.
Yep. Get more up in the air, and it'll be good.
And I'll give the ball back to Knoxville. So Scott will bring it up. Pressure by Carly Stone. She'll dribble the top of the key. Over to number 5, Morgan Leffel, and turnover. Val Mullenkamp ends up with it. She'll dribble in the middle. Over
gives
to Grace Tin.
Gives it over to Grace Tin. Gives it over to Carly. Carly drives, kicks, and it'll be off New Knoxville. So stay with the Indians. Should have been a turnover, but New Knoxville puts a hand on, does that bounce, so stay with the Indians. Under their own basket. And gives in to Olivia Patch at the top of the key. Gives it over to Kier Wendell on. Kier Wendell drives, gives it over to Carlos Stone. Carlos Stone drives in the middle and finds, and that's a turnover. Carly's just got to keep it or dish it out to the three.
She's doing a nice
line.
Job getting into that New Knoxville defense, but she just could be more careful with the ball.
Yep,
it'll come. All right, New Knoxville gets it into Jurosic inside.
Travel.
She'll walk with it. They called it, so it'll turn it back over to the Indians.
And Grace Tim will get it in for the Indians. 6-3 our score. New Knoxville on top. So Carly will bring that for the Indians. Carly will drive. Give it over the cross court to Grace Tin. That's not a great pass, but then Grace Tin loses it. So
New Knoxville getting their hands on a lot of passes. They'll give it up court to number 5, and no one gets back, and that's a easy layup for Morgan Leffel. So we'll, Fort Recovery will take a timeout. Scores 8-3. And we'll be back after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at New Knoxville High School. girls varsity competition. 8-3 are scoring. The Indians are just, I don't know, just turnover after turnover after turnover, and we're not getting great shots either. It's not
being very strong at the ball.
Yeah. So
Knoxville's playing hard. They're getting their hands on a lot of balls.
Yep. So Kierwana will bring it up for the Indians. Kira will drive, kick out to Grayston. Grayston 4-3, and good. Good shot by Grayston. Good open look by Grace, and good find by Kira Wendell.
Scott will bring it up court for the Rangers. Guarded by Carly Stone. And she'll pick up her dribble, throw it over to number 4, Dottie. She'll drive middle back to Scott on top. She'll set up the offense. Carly tips it away, but Scott gets it back. Throws it to Louth on top. And she'll set it up again. She'll bring it out. Again, really slow by Knoxville. Gives it over to Jerosic on the elbow. Back to Scott at the high post. She puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Knoxville again. So they'll bring it back out.
Stolen by Carly Stone. And she'll stop. Lose it.
Wow.
And finds Grayston. I'm not sure if that was what she was planning to do, but it worked. Grayston goes over Carly Stone, drives baseline, and it's going to be a foul, hand checking on number 22.
Number 22, Aaron Scott.
And Carly Stone will take it out for the Indians. Brett Pollock and Kyle Wendell checking in for Kira Wendell and Olivia Pat. So on the floor right now, Carly Stone and Val Mollenkamp. Kyle Wendell, Brett Pollock, and Grace Tin. Carly will take it out under her own basket. Carly finds Val Mollenkamp at the free throw line. 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Knox. So that should have been a board that Kai and Carly fought over. So
Scott will bring it back up for the Rangers. Again, your score 8-6 with 35 seconds left. Scott gets a ball screen. Gets another one back. And we got a foul by Kai Wendell. So Knox will take it out. Your score 8-6, 31 seconds left. I'm sure Knoxville will hold it for the last shot, but we need to stop here. So Scott will dribble up for the Rangers. Over to Dottie, guarded by Grace Tin. She picks up her dribble, over to Scott, inside to Jurosic. Nice play by Val Mollenkamp.
Should have been a foul.
Probably, but hey, we got a turnover. Kai Wendell gets the ball.
Kai brings it up. Slow it down, last second shot. Gives it over to Carly Stone. Carly Stone cross court to Grayston. Grayston gives it over to Carly. Carly 15-footer. Good.
That's a good look
and a good way to, I guess, end the quarter.
Great
score. Just talked to Shaney over there, and he says we have 6 turnovers in the first quarter, and that's not going to do her.
That's not going to win you many games.
Nope. So we'll take a break and be back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we are back. Remember, after show, rocking with a rocker to our show of music with Randy Bonvillain. So
Knoxville will retain possession. Scott brings it up inside to Jurosic. Over to Scott on a flare screen. She'll save it from going out of bounds. Back to Knoxville with Jurosic. Trego on top. Hands it off to number 22. Scott. She'll give it to Jurosic at the elbow. She'll drive right. Kick it out to Trego for 3. And good.
Jesus.
She can shoot it.
Yep, she can. So
that's her second one, and we need to get a hand up on her.
Yep, Carly Stone brings up for the Indians. Carly gives it over the corner to Grayston. Grayston looking around. On the right side, gives up the top of the key. The Val Mollenkamp goes over the corner on the left. to Kai Wendell. Kai Wendell gives it over to Kai at the top, or Carly at the top of the key. Carly goes through the legs at the free throw line, pull up. No good. Rebounded by, it's going to be a jump ball, and we'll stay with the Indians. So good look for Carly getting into the key and throwing up a,
it was a real nice move getting inside for about 10
footer. About a 10 footer, yep. Carly Stone will take it out for the Indians underneath their basket. Gives it over to Grace 10, three ball. Nope, she does not throw it. So gives it over to Brooke Cog. Brooke gives it back to Grace 10, 4-3, and no good. Rebounded by Brooke Colling and gives it to Val Mullenkamp. Val Mullenkamp will shoot up a two. No good. Rebounded by, and it's going to be a foul number 14.
I tell you Trigo. What, it is so fun to watch Brooke Colling fight for a ball.
Oh, it's
she is going to come up there. I tell you what.
She will go through a wall for that ball.
Yes, she will.
And Carlos Stone will take it out under their basket again. So Grayson's wide open. Oh, she loses it. Gives it out to Kaya Wendell. That was a great cut by 10.
Yep.
Kaya, Euro step and fouled. So Kaya Wendell go to line shoot two. Good move by Kaya. Little Euro. Chase back his day.
Didn't do too many of those. Wasn't athletic enough. I just shot it.
Kyle would go to line shoot two. So 11-8 our score. And the Knoxville's putting up a fight so far. So I want a first shot up and good. So I'll make our score 11-8-9. 6:43 left in the second quarter. Indians are finally starting to, it looks like they're clicking a little, but not the way I thought they would be this year, but they're getting there. Kyle Wendell throw up their second and good, so makes the score 11-10.
Scott will bring it up court for the Rangers. She'll walk it up, guarded by Kyle Wendell. He's it to Louth on the left wing. Gets the ball screen, kicks it back out to number 5, Morgan Leffel. Over to Scott on the right wing. She'll get another ball screen. Doesn't take it, drives baseline. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Rebound, Carly Stone.
Carly Stone will bring it up for the Indians. Look, good behind-the-back move. Gets the key or free throw line. Dishes out to Grace 10. Grace 10 drives baseline on the left side. Grace 10 checks out across court to Brooke Collick at the top of the key. Brooke will get a screen by Carly Stone. She doesn't even touch anyone, but gives it out to Carly Stone at the top of the key. Good find by Carly. Good cut by Brooke, but it's not there. Brooke's rebounded by number 30.
Scott will bring it up. Throws it up to Dottie on the left wing. Back to Scott at the top of the key. She'll set it up. Guarded by Kyle Wendell. She'll take a ball screen on the right. Nothing there. Another ball screen from Jurosic. Find Jurosic on the roll. Double teamed. She'll back it out. Back out to Scott on the top. Over to number 5, Leffel. Over to Louth in the corner. Inside to Dottie. Kicks it out to Louth. She'll shoot the three. And good. This team can really shoot it.
Yeah, for sure. And then, I don't know, Trago and Louth can really fire one up there. And
we got to know where they're at and get a hand up.
Carly hands off to Grayston. Grayston on the left side at the free throw line. He's there to Carly Stone. Turnover, Indians. And it will stay with the Cardinals as it goes out of balance. I don't know. I wasn't. I couldn't see what this pulling from me, so.
Yeah. Well, we got a turnover for the Indians, so it'll go to Knoxville. Inbound to Scott. Guarded full court by Kyle Wendell. And Kyle Wendell comes up with a steal. She's got a wide open fast break layup.
Just make an easy layup. Oh,
no
my
good
God.
Off the rim. Rebound to Knoxville. Sport Recovery getting some open looks inside. Just got to finish.
Yep.
Scott takes it in, and we got a foul on the floor.
I don't know if we're just not awake yet, or we just letting them play with us, or they're. Knoxville's not a bad team, but they're for sure not.
We're definitely
the better team. Yep, just like you said. So 14.
Knoxville's coming out and they're hustling.
Yeah, they're showing a lot more effort than Indians are doing right now. And Ali Vaughn has no clue where the ball is. Three up and no good. So Grayston will bring it up for the Indians. And really nothing going on. Grace 10 gets over to Brooke Cog at the top of the key. Brooke gets the free throw line. This is off Ali Vaughn. Ali Vaughn finds Olivia Patch at the Grace 10 double dribbled, but didn't call it. Gives the cure, and it is.
We got an illegal screen on Allie Vaughn.
So,
I don't know. I didn't see it. But.
And I, like I said, I got this big pole in front of me where I can't even see a thing. So,
well, we'll turn it over again to Knoxville. We got a full court pressure here by the Indians.
We got at least have nine turnovers.
Louth inbounds to Scott, at least. Scott will dribble up, guard a Allie Vaughn.
She's on.
Oh, she's getting pushed off. She's got to stay with it, though. Gets it into Jurosic. Double, triple team. And we'll get a loose ball on the floor. Allie Vaughn fights for it.
And loses it.
Unlucky. Out to Scott, up top for Knoxville. She'll set it up over to the right wing, Leffel. Gets the ball screen, throws it inside. Grace Ting
comes
up the
steal. By Grace Ting.
Nice job of reading that pass.
Yep. Grace Ting gives it to Brooke Cog. Brooke gives it to Allie Vaughn, a corner, left corner. Allie Vaughn would drive and travel. So another turnover. That might be 10.
That's a lot. Just got to calm down and run the offense and not get in a hurry and keep finding good shots. We got a timeout by New Knoxville, I believe. So, we'll be back right after this.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
And we're back here at New Knoxville High School girls varsity competition. 14-10 scoring. New Knoxville's on top, and they're just, it seems like the hustle, they're just bringing out a lot more hustle and a lot more focus to this game that the Indians are not. They're just kind of just slacking, and I really don't know, so. I don't know how they played the first
two games.
They're
causing a lot of turnovers, and yeah. When we do get shots, they're good shots.
Yeah.
He's got to be more careful with the ball, and the shots will fall. So, Jurosic's inside. Back out to Scott, guarded by Allie Vaughn. Over on the right wing, to Leffel, inside to Jurosic. She traveled. No call. Back out to Scott for three, no good. Rebound, Leffel. She'll put it up and good. Just getting outworked again.
Yep. And Kira Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. Kira gives it off to Brooke Collig in the left corner. Brooke Collig gives it over to Grace Ting. Top of key, Grace Ting cuts. Dishes to Kira Wendell on the right side. Grace Ting will drive. Good left-hand layup. And
nice
good.
Move.
So 16-12.
Real nice move
score.
By Grace Ting.
Yep.
And Scott will bring it up for the Rangers. Guarded by Allie Vaughn. Again, we saw Allie Vaughn in the JV game, and we thought she played really nice, so she's getting some minutes here in the varsity game. And five drives baseline, kicks it out to Scott. She'll drive left, over to Dottie, up top to Louth, over to Scott, inside to Jurosic. She'll dribble once, kick out to Louth for three. No good. Rebound Allie Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn will give it over to the point guard, Kira Wendell. Kira gives it over to Grace Ten, and a lot of just standing around right now, but Grace Ting will make a move. Get to the free throw line. Dish off to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn gives it back to Grace Ting. 4-3 up and no good. Rebounded by Grace Ting. Long rebound. Left hand left. No good. So,
again, another some good looks.
Yeah, another two good looks, and we just can't capitalize.
Yep, Grace just got to keep shooting. No, yep. Those are fall.
Yep.
Scott gives it inside to Dottie. She'll pass over to Louth. She'll pass it to Jurosic, wide open at the elbow, and she'll make it. So, 18-12, Rangers.
Kira Wendell will bring it up for the Lady Indians. We got to get a bucket here. We're in a drought for a bucket. So, Kira Wendell drives, loses it. Turnover, Kira.
Scott will bring it up for the Rangers. Minute 15 left in the second quarter. Dribbles up top over to Dottie on the left wing. Back over to Louth. She'll set it up. Over to Jurosic on the elbow. Back over to Leffel. Almost picked away by Kiara Wendell, but Knoxville gets it back. Scott over to Dottie. She'll look inside. Over to Louth. Back over to Scott. She'll think about a three. Drives baseline, pulls up. No good. Good rebound defense by the Indians there.
Rebound by a lot better. Patch. Cure one though. And remember, second quarter sponsor, K&L Tractors. So thank you for all you do. Kierwana will bring up for the Indians and drive, cup,
blocked.
And another not great possession for the Indians. Scott pushes it up to Dottie, and she'll get a layup. We got to get back on defense. We're not getting back, and they're just getting easy layups.
And we thought it was a foul on Wendell, but we just got to keep playing.
Yeah. Kierwana will bring up for the Indians. Oh, 10 seconds left. Olivia Patch at the three-point line, gives it to Kira on the other side. Kira finds Grace 10, and Grace with 3 seconds left, right-hand layup, and good. That's a great bucket for sure, but I bet Patch cannot be happy with the team's performance this first half. And we'll take a break and come back and talk about right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Cooper Farms halftime show. Score 20-14. Rangers and Rangers are really just coming out playing their game with slow offense, and they're taking their time with the ball and getting good shots, and obviously they're making them. And the Indians are just, I don't know, we're going too quick or we're not looking fluid as I expected.
We've been pretty sloppy with the ball. I can't imagine how many turnovers we have at halftime, but probably better that we don't know. We on defense just lose our man every once in a while, and they've been getting open shots and they've been knocking them down, so we just gotta do a better job of talking, and they're really out hustling us. I mean,
yeah,
we're the better team, but we just gotta hustle.
Yeah, our stat man Ethan Shane tells us we got about 10 turnovers, so that's not 10 turnovers in one half is not gonna win you that many
just
games.
Gotta do a better job.
Yeah, just take care of the ball and get good shots. I mean, every time we get down here and we run our offense, we get a good shot, but it's one of every three times we do that, and it's really killing us.
And I noticed at the end, we got to get the ball to Grace 10.
Yeah.
She did some nice things. I mean, just taking it over by herself.
Yeah.
Yep. Getting into the lane and making layups.
Yep, and I'm expecting Patch will get him a little fired up, and they'll come out here and change, so. Just like the Steelers did against the Bengals.
Don't get me started. Don't want to talk about it.
We're both big Bengal fans, so that was a, I don't know what you want to call it after that game.
Let's stop.
And we'll be back right after this.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here at Knoxville High School. And Chase, you got a few ads you need to read? Miracle Lanes and Free Energy. And remember, after the game, two-hour show of Rockin' with a Rocker. Great music. Should be a good time, yep.
Running late, can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. It's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes.
So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just give them a call at 375-4274.
Our third corner sponsor will be Fallen Mechanical, and thank you for all our sponsors for tonight's varsity girls basketball competition. Knoxville 20, Fort Recovery 14. And just like we said, I mean, if you're now just checking in, Indians are just slow, struggling. I really don't know what to say. It's been hard to watch for sure.
But they just got to slow down, take their time. I mean, they're better than this.
Yeah.
They just have too many turnovers and just keep running the offense, get good shots like they have, and they'll fall.
Well, we got no stats because Ethan Shane's over there on his phone, so we're not going to gaze. So I'm not even sure if he's – I don't know what they're doing over there. So they probably got stats, but probably not very accurate. But
yeah.
Probably is. Shane's a good dude. So college life treating you well, Chase? You can be the talk with the guest, Chase, since you're a guest on the show.
Yeah, it's been good, but I've been on break for a while, so just working right now.
Where are you going for it?
Accounting? Yep. I heard Reese is big signed to... Where are you signed to?
Muskegon Community College. I'll go up there for 2 years. It's up near Lansing,
yep.
Michigan.
Reese is leaving me. He's going away.
See ya.
How far drive is that?
4.5 hours, so I'm leaving about everyone on this.
Yep. So you're playing baseball?
Baseball. I'll be up there for, like I said, 2 years, and I'll probably stay for management, probably go into sports management, hopefully. Like I said, I'll be up there for 2 years. Hopefully I'll branch off to a four-year school, but I'll go there for 2 years because I already got 2 years under the belt. But
that's what a lot of people are doing.
The real good thing is about the school I'm going to is that I can branch off after 1 year. I don't have to stay there for the full, complete 2 years.
Yeah.
If a team wants me or I find a better place to go, and, I mean, I can go there or I can stay. I mean, great community college, and coaches are great, and I'm excited for it, and for sure coming up for the baseball season.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're probably going to make another push, hopefully. And
yeah, got a good senior class.
Nick, Cade, me, Ben, Posty. Who else?
Shaney. Over there in stats.
He's
still on his phone. That's all right. Well, this is the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Again, we don't have any first half stats.
Well, I to be honest, I truly don't even want to see him.
Huh?
I don't even want to see him.
See what? Oh, our stats.
Is we?
We'll turn it around here in the second half.
Yeah, I bet Patch got a little fired up, but...
Oh, yeah. I've seen Patch mad a few times, and...
Did you ever play under him, or...?
Yeah, I played...
Freshman year?
Freshman and sophomore year, he was the varsity head coach of the boys.
Then he switched over to the girls program. Patch, got daughter Olivia Patch. And young ones going... What? We're fine. So we got about 2:38 left in the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. And like I said, Fowler Mechanic will be our third quarter sponsor. Thank you for what you do. And we'll be back right after this for the start of the second half.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at New Knoxville High School girls competition. Chase has got the stats. You want to go over a few of them quick, Chase? Make it do something.
It's hard to read these stats, though.
True.
There's no totals.
No, there's a straight, just numbers everywhere in circles.
Oh, my gosh.
And your phone's not doing anything. Come on, Chase.
I'm sorry.
Expect better.
We don't have that.
Let's go over scoring. Scoring will be just fine. With turnovers, we probably shouldn't talk about them because there's a lot.
I can't tell if these are if circles makes or...
I bet they are. What point-wise? They have points anywhere? Field goals? We're not looking over that. That's confusing.
Yep, we're not going over stats in the first half. Hopefully we get them after the game.
Well, what was so great about last year, we had stat boys out there with a laptop, and they'd be perfect. It'd printer be easy to read, but not this year, I guess.
Just a bunch of chicken scratches on this one.
Yeah, so about 50 seconds till we start the second half, and follow mechanical. And then fourth quarter will be Fort Camp. Will be our fourth quarter sponsor.
So, like I said, I expect the Indians to come out, run their offense, be more careful with the ball. Just run their offense and get some penetration by our guards. And
even if we had to start taking on their, just take it slow. I mean, get our best shot opportunity and not just don't lose the ball.
Bottom line is just got to
turnovers is killing
the ball.
So, our second half starters will be Olivia Patch, Grace Tang, Kyle Wendell, Kira Wendell, and Val Mollenkamp. And for the Rangers, not sure yet. .20-14 our score, and we're just about to start the second half. So quick game, quick first half for sure.
Yep.
No timeouts, really. Not many. I mean, we had a few fouls, but not to slow us down. But
possession will be with the Rangers to start up the second half, and Scott will take it up for New Knoxville.
And
throws it over to Louth. Wasn't looking, but somehow recovered it. Over to Jurosik, top of the key. Over to Tregode, inside to Dottie. Back out to Scott. She'll walk it up to the top of the key, along the three-point line, into Jurosik. She'll look, nothing there. Back to Louth. Finds Dottie at the elbow, dribbles out. Over to Tregode. Back in the corner to Louth. She'll get it in, but kicked by Fort Recovery, Kiera Wendell. And possession will stay with the Rangers. And Louth will take it out underneath. She will get it in eventually to Aaron Scott. She'll dribble around the top, inside. She'll shoot it up. And blocked by Kai Wendell, and rebound Val Mollenkamp.
Val will take it up for the Indians. And stop at the top of the key. Gives it to Kai. Good lane. Pull up and no good. Rebounded by Grace Tin. Grace Tin will find Kira on the three-point line. Gives it to Kai in the corner, right corner. Kai looking around. Gives up to the top of the key to Val Mollenkamp. Val drives. Loses it. Gets it back. And it's going to be... Wow. This
is tipped around again.
They're just getting a hand on every ball we throw. Kyle Wendell is to the corner, right corner, the Val Mollenkamp.
Her foot was on the line there.
Val gives up to Kira, then gives it to Kaya, then over to Grace Tin in the left corner. Grace Tin will drive, kick to Kira. Kira will give it to the corner. Kaya, and good pass by Kyle Wendell to Olivia Patch. Two-point basket.
Good seal up by Olivia Patch, and good pass by Kyle Wendell.
Yep.
So Aaron Scott will take it up for the Rangers, guarded by Kyle Wendell. Scott will set up the offense. Over to Jurosik. Over to Louth at the top of the key. Over to Dottie. She'll dribble around at the top, guarded by Grace Tin. Over to Trago. She'll look inside, nothing there. Over to Scott in the corner. Skip pass to Jurosik. She'll hold it. Dribble up top. Over to Scott, but turned over and steal by Grace Tin.
Grace Tin will bring it up, gives it over to Olivia Patch, tries to give it back, and she can't do.
It's a good
idea. She gave it over to Grace Tin on the other side of the.
It was a good idea by Olivia Patch trying to give and go there.
Too late.
I think she's just got to power up and make that layup. I mean, she's taller than everyone out here.
Yep. And Carlos Stone will take it out under their basket, gives it over to the right side to Grace Tin. Grace Tin will drive baseline, back it out, gives it to the top of the key. Carly will drive baseline. Nope, no, not there. Carly looking around, picks it up, and turnover, Carly Stone.
And Aaron Scott getting on the floor for the Rangers, so their hustle is not gone. It's still alive here in the second half. Passes inside to Jurosik. She'll turn over her left shoulder, no good.
Rebound by Carly Stone. Carly Stone will bring it up and drive to right baseline. It's going to be a foul on number two, Louth. So, good get and go, but with Carly Stone.
That's a good job
baseline.
By pushing it up the court, under control, no turnovers, and she gets a foul called on.
So Carly Stone will take out under our basket. 2016 our score, 5:11 left in the third. Low screen, gives it out to Grace Tin. Grace fires.
Good.
She's got to keep shooting. Yeah, she's got to keep shooting. 2019 our score out there. Grace Tin, 3-point basket on the right side. Knoxville getting in their play.
Oh, my bad. Aaron Scott dribbles, top of the key, stolen away by Grace Tin.
Control. Good job, Val Mullenkamp with the stops. Loses it for a second, stops the top of the key, dishes off to Kaya for an easy 2-point layup. So now the lead.
Bring it up for the Rangers. Dribble around, guarded by Grace Tin, over to Dottie. Back out to Leffel, over to
Louth.
And stolen away by Levy Patch. So Indians getting some turnovers of their own here.
Yep. 21-20 our score, and it's going to be a foul on number two, Louth. Indians finally take the lead after a great assist by Val Mullenkamp over to Kai Wendell. 21-20, 4:22 left in the third, and Kyle will take it out around half court because of the foul. Gives in to Carly Stone. Carly Stone will have it at the top of the key. Carly looking for Grace Tim. Not there. Picks up a dribble. Low in trouble. Gives out to Val Mullenkamp. Val Mullenkamp pull up a 15-footer. No good. Rebound by number five.
Aaron Scott will dribble up court for the Rangers. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Your score 21-20. You knock the lead. Over to Louth.
Fort Recovery leads.
My bad. Dottie will shoot a three. No good. Rebounded. Fought four on the ground, and we got a jump ball.
It will go to the Indians. So, good hustle and good hustle and awareness of the ball to get a jump ball. And Carly Stone will bring it up for the Indians. Carly drives, kicks over to Grace Tin. Grace Tin gets to the free throw line. Gives over to Val Mullenkamp on the right side. No good. Rebounded by number
22, Aaron Scott.
And we're out of foul on Carly Stone.
She tends to do that every once in a while. She gets a little crazy up there at full court and tends to reach a couple times. But
yep. Rick Cogg will come in for Kai Wendell. And the Rangers will take it out of bounds at half court.
Aaron Scott, walk it up for the Rangers. Guarded by Brooke Collig. She'll set up the offense. Gets a ball screen. Drives left. Pulls up. Bank shot. No good. Fought for. Aaron Scott gets the rebound. Puts it up. No good. Carly Stone comes down with it. And then fought for. And we'll have a foul on New Knoxville.
So foul number 22.
Aaron Scott.
And Grace Tim will bring it in for the Indians. Gives it to Carly Stone. 3:11 left. 21-20 our score. Carly Stone gives it off to Grace Tin. Grace Tin at the top of key. To the left side, Carly Stone, 4-3, and no good. Rebound by Olivia Patch. Up and no good. And fought for by Brooke Cogg, and you know she's going to fight for it. So there'll be a jump ball, and we'll go to the Rangers. So another one of those that Patch probably should have had an easy 2-point layup, but
I thought she got fouled on the arm. Good and job getting... Yep. Into her and yep. Get a nice easy layup. She got fouled. Yeah. They didn't call it.
And Knoxville will take a timeout. We'll take one with them. 21-20 our score, 2:55 left in the third.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here in New Knoxville. So your score is 21-20, Fort Recovery leads. And almost done with the timeout here. 2 minutes, 55 seconds left in the third quarter. I'm by myself now as Reese is missing in action. He'll be back. And second horn. So it will be New Knoxville ball coming this way. Louth inbounds it to Scott. She will walk it up court and set up the offense. Top of the key, guarded by Brooke Collig into Jerosik. Back out to Scott. Over to Leffel in the corner. Drives, pulls up, no good. Rebounded by Grace Tin. She'll push it up to Carly Stone. Drills down the left side. Gives it to Brooke Collig in the corner. Back out to Carly on the left wing. She dribbles it back up, sets up the offense. 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Over to Grace Tin for three. Thinks about a three. Did not pull it. Back up to Olivia Patch on the top. Over to Carly Stone on the left wing. She'll drive middle. And picks up her dribble. Kicks out to Val Mullenkamp. Over to Brooke Collig. She'll drive right. Kicks it back out to Olivia Patch on top. Guarded by Jerosik. She'll pass to Brooke Collig. She'll get a ball screen from Patch. Picks up her dribble. Over to Carly Stone on the right. Drives baseline. Puts it up and no good. Might have got fouled, but they didn't call it. So possession goes back to the Rangers. Scott throws it way down court. Batted by Val Mullenkamp. And Corey Covey retains it. Carly Stone up the right side of the court. Drives baseline. Throws it away. And it'll stay here. She might have got fouled, but no call. But anyways, it stays with Fort Covered.
Carly Stone will get in for the Indians. 21-20 our score. Grace 10 top of the key. Grace gets a screen by Brooke Cog. Grace drive baseline right side. Throws it out to Kier Wendell. Kier Wendell will go left side and walked. 1:19 left. Ty Wendell comes in for Carly Stone and Val Mullenkamp comes in for Olivia Patch. So number 22, Aaron Scott, will inbound it for the Rangers and gives it back to number 14, Trigo. And Trio looking around. Gives it to number 4, Dottie. Dottie looking around. Gives it to number 5, Leffel. And lost it. And retrieved by Grace 10. So still, Grace gives up to Kier. 55 seconds left. Kier Wendell looking around. Drives. No good. Rebound by Val Mullenkamp and foul. So she'll have 2 shots. 2 shots. You're an idiot.
It's not very nice.
Val Mullenkamp will throw out the first. And she goes up her first one. No good. So Val will get her second. 21-20 our score. It's been 21-20 for a while. Val Mullenkamp throws up her second. No good. Rebound by number 4. Taylor Dottie.
Aaron Scott dribbles it up for the Rangers. Guarded by Kai Wendell. Over to the right wing. Kai Wendell playing aggressively on defense. Ball out to Dottie. Over to Trago. She'll drive middle. Back out to Dottie. She'll dribble around the top. Loses the ball out of bounds. And she'll turn it over to the Indians.
Yep. Good defense by the Indians there. Grace Tim will come in for Allie Vaughn, it looks like, and Kirsten will get into Kira Wendell. 21-20 our score, 20 seconds left in the third. Fowler Mechanical, third quarter sponsor. Haven't said much about the Hall Brothers free throw line, but been forgetting about it, but we're rookies, so Kira Wendell will dish that. It's a travel and a half. And a little late, but he finally caught it. So,
turn it back over to the Rangers.
5 seconds left.
The college just got a little too excited.
Yep.
Aaron Scott dribbles with 3 seconds across half court. Guarded over to Dottie in the corner for three. No good. So, it's still 21-24 recovery at the end of the third quarter. And we'll take a break.
Proud proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here. Remember to stay tuned after the game. 2-hour show with Rockin' with Rocker. Great music. And features Christmas classics. So, and tomorrow, the boys will be at Delphus Jefferson, FR Fort Cover Radio. JV will sponsor a JV game, and WPGW will do the varsity. And Saturday night, the girls are at JCO, Jay County. JV game at 6. WPGW will simulcast both JV and varsity.
Shout out.
Joe Brown's out there listening to legendary Jace Bruins and Reese Rogers. Joe Bruins. Great teacher.
Really?
Yep. Jace probably didn't have him.
Yeah.
I had Miss Oshalo, but years. 2 years. Father, son bonding, so. Carly Stone will give out to Grace Ting on the right side. Grace Ting is up to Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch looking around, gives over to Valmont Camp. Valmont Camp to the left side. Kyle, good look, but good read by number 2, Louth, on to get her hand in there to swat the ball away, and the Indians will get back under their own basket. Carly Stone will dish in for the Indians. Finds Val Mollenkamp at the free throw line. Val puts up a shine good. About 12-footer, I'd say.
Yep.
23-20, our score.
Aaron Scaffron, a nice little walk it up. Guarded by Kyle Wendell. He gives it to Jurosic. Back up to the top of the key to Louth. So look inside, nothing there. Over to Leffel at the top. Over to Trago on the right wing. In the corner to Louth. She'll try to enter it in, but kicked away by Val Mollenkamp, so possession will stay with Knoxville. In Knoxville's offense, they always try to hit the elbow. I think we need to start denying that to try to get them out of the rhythm or something. Aaron Scott will pull up for a 15-footer and good. Kind of an out-of-bounds play, so 22-23 for recovery.
Carlos Stone will bring up for the Indians. We got to get basket here. Carlos Stone at the top of the key. Looks for Kaiwan, not there. Kaya in trouble. 5 seconds. Wow.
Throws it right to Jurosic of New Knoxville. Over to Aaron Scott. She'll bring it up. She'll drive left. Turns to the middle, and she'll back it out and get in their offense. Here's that pass.
Yep.
To Jurosic on the elbow. She'll pass it over to Leffel. She'll back it up. Over to
Louth.
Louth on the wing.
Good tip by Carly.
Yep.
Keep going.
I mean, are you doing play by play or am I? it'll stay with New Knoxville.
Good tip by Carly Stone. Right, Chase?
Sure. Louth has it at the top of the key, guarded by Val Mollenkamp. She'll hand it off to Aaron Scott. 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Inside to Jurosic. She kicks it out to Dottie for a long two. No good. Rebounded by Val Mollenkamp.
Val will give it over to Carly Stone. We'll bring it up for the Indians. 23-22 our score. Gives to the left corner. Carly Stone, another turnover. Oh, my.
Throws it over the head of Grace Tint. Couldn't get up in time.
Carly's got to slow down.
She'll be all right. Just got to relax. Knoxville retains possession. Aaron Scott walks it up for the Rangers. She'll get a ball screen to the right. Pulls up 15-footer. No good. Rebound Val Mollenkamp again. She'll walk it up for the Indians. Being pressured now. Over to Grace Tin at half court.
Yep.
Grace, take it away.
Grace Tin will bring it up for the Indians. Screen by Val. Nope, never mind. Goes the other way. Val, Grace,
it's
and
probably going to be a charge.
And yay.
Hey, call it on the Knoxville.
Nope. Grace Tin with the foul.
Grace Tin just a little out of control, and Knoxville set up for a charge. And before you get ready to turn it over to Knoxville. Subs come in. Kiera Wendell for Carly Stone.
Louth enters into Jurosic, back to Louth, over to Dottie. Hands off to Trago. Hits a ball screen up top to Aaron Scott, guarded by Kyle Wendell. Dribbles right, gets a ball screen from Dottie. Pick and pop to Dottie. Nothing there. Over to Trago. Gets another ball screen. Guarded heavily by Grace Tin. Gets her hand on it. Couldn't come up with it. And Dottie will back it up. Over to Scott. She'll walk it back up. Set up the offense with 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Over to Lauf on the right wing. She'll drive middle into Jurosic at the top. No good from the free throw line.
It's going to still, it should still knock, but yes, it will.
Trouble seeing down here.
Bowles just got to catch it. It kind of bounced off her, and it, she cannot catch back up with it. So, I mean, Knoxville will take it out into their own basket.
So, Louth will have it underneath. She throws it way up to Dottie. Almost got away with a 5 second call. Aaron Scott over to Louth. Enters the ball inside to Jurosic. Blocked by Olivia Patch, and Kai Wendell comes up with it.
Kia Wendell will bring up forward the Indians. Kira, top of the key, having some trouble with it. Finds Grace down the left side. Grace Tim looking around. She needs to catch fire here soon.
Yep, just got to run the offense. They'll find her shot.
Yep. Grace Tim will drive at the top of the free throw line, dish over to Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch in the key, dishes out to Kai Wendell. Kai drives baseline on the right side. In trouble, and Coach Patch will call a timeout. We'll take one with him. 4:13 left, 23-22 our score here in New Knoxville. So we'll be back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here, 23-22 our score. Indians are hanging on this lead by a little thread, so.
Yep, but they're doing a better job of, taking care of the ball. Still some turnovers we can't have, but they're doing a better job of getting their hands up on the shooters in New Knoxville. Yeah.
Eliminating that 15-footer that they scored a lot on the first half, and we're kind of stopping it a little. And so it's making the score change. So 23-22, 4:13 left in the fourth. So
we're just working a lot harder the second half. We definitely get outworked the first half.
Oh,
and
for sure.
This time it's pretty equal.
Yep, Kier Wendell will take out for the Indians under her own basket. Gets into Grace Tin, good find and fouled. So
good out of bounds play by the Indians.
Good play by Patch to find a cutter to the basket. And Grace Tin, is it her? Yeah, Grace Tin will go to the line shooting two. First one up and no good. Still 23-22 our score. Grayston will throw per second. No good. Rebound by Jurosic.
Aaron Scott will walk it up for the Rangers, guarded by Kyle Wendell. Get a ball screen up top. She'll dribble to inside to the right, and she'll draw a foul. Kyle Wendell fouls her. She'll go to the line to shoot two shots. So just under 4 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Still 23-22 for Kevry in the lead. And Aaron Scott at the line. Her first one's up and good.
A little shout out from Darian Shefferson. We're a little better than him. That's like all I got to say. I think we're better than Darian Shefferson, but not in his world. But and Jeff Hobbs, listen. Good guy missing him here at the fort. So.
Our score is tied up, and Scott will put up her second free throw and rims out. Rebounded, fought for, and we'll have a jump ball. And it'll stay with the Knoxville. Just got to box out on those free throws. I mean, it's just.
It's another possession they're going to get, so.
Inbounded to Leffel, over to Louth on the left wing. Back to Leffel. She'll back it out. They'll get down screens. Over to the left wing to Dottie. Over to Scott on the right. Over to Jerosik. She'll look inside. Nothing there. Over to Louth. And they're running their flex again. Up top to Dottie. No good.
Air ball?
Air ball. And it'll be back to Indians ball.
Charlie Stone again to Kira Wendell. Kira will bring it up for the Lady Indians. 3:27 left in the fourth and final quarter. Tied up 23 all. Kira finds Grayston and deflect it and will stay with the Indians. That's got to be a more secure pass over the Grayston for sure since it's tied and 3:21 left in the fourth, Chase. So,
yeah.
So Val Mullen-Campbell take it out for the Indians. Gives it in to Carly Stone. Carly Stone setting up the offense at about midcourt. Drives left. Picks up a dribble. Gives it to Val Mullen-Campbell in the left corner. Val will drive. Loses
off her foot.
And there'll be a jump ball, and it will stay with the Indians, luckily. And that's another. Those are those turnovers we just can't have. And we get lucky. It's our jump ball possession to us, but
yeah, you just got to slow it down, be more careful.
Yep.
Get a good shot. It's tied up. 3 minutes. Got to get good shots.
Yep. Carly Stone at the top of key with the ball. 3 minutes left. All tied up. Carly Stone will pick it up on the left corner. Give it up to the top of key to Grayston. Grayston will drive, stop, bring it back out, and gives it over to the right side to Kira. Thought about shooting it, but held on to it. Gives it to the top of key to Carly. Gives into Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch with a Kira Wendell, 4-2, and good.
That's good offense right there by the Indians.
Yep.
Got a drive by Carly Stone. She dishes it to Patch and kicks it out to Wendell for a nice 15-footer.
Yep.
Aaron Scott drills it up, and a weak call. Called on Carly Stone. She was playing really good aggressive defense, and they got her for a foul. It'll stay with New Knoxville. Louth will inbound it for the Rangers. Inbounds it. Knocked away by Grace Tin, but it goes out of bounds, so stays with Knoxville again. Louth throws it in to Leffel, guarded by Kiara Wendell. Dribbles across. Gets it ball screen. Throws it to Dottie.
Travel.
They honestly did not call it.
Oh, man.
Leffel has it over to Dottie, wide open at the top of the key. Dribbles in, kicks out to Scott. She'll dribble to the middle. Guarded by Grace Tin, kicks it out to Leffel. Skips it all the way across court to Louth. She'll put up an 18-footer, no good. Olivia Patch with the rebound.
Gives it over to Kira Wendell. Kira Wendell will bring up four.
I can't believe they did not call that travel.
Jeez and peace. I mean, she took two steps and dribbling the ball. Kira Wendell, great find. Olivia Patch, no good. Rebound by Louth.
So Scott will walk it up, and we got a timeout in Knoxville. So your score, 25-23 for recovery. A minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our seven different subs, plus your choice of two of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
And we're back here, 25-23 our score here in New Knoxville, girls, varsity competition. And the Indians are finally starting to get going a little bit here in the fourth and hanging on this lead by, I don't know, this is still a long minute, 38 left here, so.
Yeah, it'll be New Knoxville's ball. We just got to get a stop, and then I look for the Indians, try to get it inside, try to get to the foul line, and if shots aren't there inside, we got the kick out to Grace Tin and Kira Wendell.
Yep.
Is it, whose ball is it?
It'll be Indians' ball. So.
Oh, I thought it was New Knoxville's ball. So it'll be Knoxville ball with a minute and a half left to go in the fourth quarter. Louth will inbound for the Rangers.
Oh man, come on.
Pressured full court by Carly Stone. They'll get her with a foul.
Man, Carly killed her.
I couldn't tell from here, but I'd say more so a flop or a slip, but it looked bad, so they called it. Louth will inbound to Jurosic. She will walk it up, cross half court. Top of the key, over to Aaron Scott. She'll set up the offense for the Rangers. Over to Dottie in the corner to Louth. Knocked away by Val. Grace Tim comes up with it and gets the ball.
Grace Tim will give it at the top of the key. Over to Kierwinnel. Kierwinnel looking around. Minute 14 left in the fourth. Gives over to Val Mullenkamp. Val Mullenkamp hands it off to Grace Tim at the top of the key. And we're kind of buying time.
Yep, just hold it if they're not going to guard you.
Grace Tim hands it off to Kierwinnel. And they're still not fouling. So hands off to Carly Stone. Carly Stone will, get fouled by number 22, Aaron Scott.
We're not in the bonus, so we'll have to take it out of bounds.
Take it out of bounds by the Fort Recovery bench.
So Val Mullenkamp, 57 seconds left.
Val Mullenkamp will inbound it for the Indians and find Grayson open, wide open. Grayson's just going to hold it. And Grayson will just keep dribbling around, gives it over to Carly Stone. Carly Stone will drive, dish over to Olivia Patch, over to Grayson at the three line. Is up to Kierwinnel. And they will foul Kierwinnel. And it looks like she'll shoot the 1-1 for the Indians. 40 seconds left. 25-23 our score. So Kiera will go to the line shooting two. Or no, 1-1.
Yep, 1-1.
1-1. So two huge free throws for the freshman. And 40 seconds left in the fourth. First one up and good.
Smooth. That looks smooth.
Yeah. 26-23. And Kiera will throw up her second. And good.
Wow.
And it looks like Coach Brian Patz will take a timeout, so we'll take one with him. 27-23 our score. 40 seconds left in the fourth. We'll be back after this.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back. Kierwinnel has sunk two huge free throws at the Hall Brothers free throw line to make it the score 27-23. Fourth quarter, 40 seconds left. And Chase, it finally looks like the Indians are starting to realize, okay, we're winning now. We're not down, so we can finally take our time and get our shot we want. And it looks like the score, hopefully we're going to win it, but you never know. You also could put on a slow run and take it. So
impressive by the freshman going to the line, shooting 1-1, and it looks absolutely pure on both of them.
Yep. Didn't hit the rim, I don't think.
Give us a two-possession game for the Indians. So it'll be New Knoxville ball. Got to play good defense, no fouls.
Yep. Number five.
Well, we do have a foul to give, yep. So. It'll inbound to Scott, pressured by Carly Stone. Scott dribbles to the top. She'll get a ball screen from Jurosic. Goes back to the right, throws up a layup. No good. And they're saying out of bounds on Carly. I'm not sure if Carly even touched that ball. But it will stay with New Knoxville. 28 seconds left. 27-23 for recovery. Scott will inbound to Jurosic. Over to Trago. Back to Scott in the corner. Back up to Trago up top. Thinks about a three. Puts it in to Jurosic. Back out to Dottie. Now that's Leffel. Over to Trago. 15 seconds. Down four yet. Steal by Carly Stone. 10 seconds left. And this should put it away.
Yep, it does. 29-23.
5 seconds left. So.
And stolen. And put a shot up. And doesn't matter. Game over. 29-23. And Fort Recovery escapes with the win. We'll come back to talk about it after this. Commercial.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at New Knoxville. Good girls game, 29-23. Our final score, Indians come out with a win and really escape with a win. First half was not...
Really got outplayed in the first half, just getting out hustled. We had a bunch of turnovers, but we collected ourselves in the second half, and we played a lot better, getting better shots. And
I bet Coach Patch got fired up in the locker room, and they came out and showed it. So, I mean, it's a low-scoring game, but we'll play defense on both sides. And, I mean, decent amount of turnovers, but Indians, like I said, Indians escape with the win, and they'll travel Saturday to Jake County, and that should be a good game. And tomorrow the boys will be at Delphus Jefferson. Fort Cabrera will do the JV game and then simulcast WPGW for the varsity. So long from New Knoxville, and we will be doing the boys JV game, like I said, tomorrow night at Delphus Jefferson. See ya.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.